Immediate Action by Andy McNab. Read by Paul Thornley. Chapter 1. The windows and doors of the building were boarded up and bristled with barbed wire, but that wasn't going to keep us out. An old sheet of corrugated iron nailed over the frame of a small door on the side was loose. Jamming a length of wood into the gap, I heaved with all my weight. The nails gave. Several pairs of hands gripped the corner of the sheet and pulled. The metal folded on itself sufficiently to create a hole that we could crawl through. Murky light spilled down from a run of 6 or 7 skylights in the flat roof 30 feet above our heads. In the gloom, I could see lumps of metal here and there on the bare concrete floor, but apart from that, the place seemed empty. There was a dank smell of mould and rotten wood and plaster. It was totally, eerily silent. Had we made the slightest noise, it would have echoed around the vast space. Probably nobody on the outside would hear it and raise the alarm, but I didn't want to take the chance. I looked at the others and nodded in the direction of the stairwell at the far end. As I took a pace forward, my foot connected with a tin can. It went skidding across the floor and clattered into a lump of metal. From over my shoulder came a whispered curse. I could see that the stairwell would take us up to the offices on the half floor, then up again to a hatch that was open to the sky. Once we were on the roof, that was when the fun and games would start. It felt colder 30 feet up than it had at ground level. I exhaled hard and watched my breath form into a cloud. I started to shiver. I walked to the edge of the flat roof and looked down at the tops of the lamp.